人生是一本书，每一段时光都是一段难忘的故事。
就让我们在此刻分享我们的故事。欢迎收听西雅图中文广播美国故事栏目。
美国故事栏目是由大中华实业有限公司 Great China Industries 赞助播出。
亲爱的听众朋友们，晚上好，欢迎收听西雅图中文电台美国故事栏目。今天我们非常有幸的请到华盛顿州副州长候选人 Marty McClendon， 欢迎 Marty。
Welcome, Marty. Xiao Yuan, just have a brief introduction of you. Could you please say hi to all the listeners from the Chinese Radio Seattle?
Good evening. Thank you for having me on your show. I appreciate it.
我简单介绍一下 Marty 啊。Marty 呢是共和党人，他呢，现在是一个房地产经纪人，也是兼职的一个基督教会的牧师。他还是西雅图的一家电台的主持人。玛丽呢，她出生并成长在华盛顿州东部啊一个小城市。她非常的谦逊，非常的和气，也非常的负责任。她跟她的太太有三个孩子。
Xiao Yuan has another introduction of you. He said that you are a Republican running for the Lieutenant Governor of Washington State. And right now you are a realtor, pastor, and also a radio host. You must be very familiar with the radio show. And you grew up in East Washington, and you're very humble and responsible. And you and your wife have three children.
That is correct, yes.
那我们知道 Marty 呢现在正在竞选华州的副州长，那么您竞选的进展怎样？
So since you are running for the Lieutenant Governor of Washington State, can you please give us a brief introduction of your campaign? How is your campaign going?
The campaign's been going great. We've been about 42,000 miles across the state.A lot of positive feedback, and of course, the poll that came out last week, we are tied going into the election on Tuesday.
刚才 Marty 说他现在这个竞选情况看起来非常好，他也在整个华盛顿州啊都进行了很多竞选的活动，然后最新的民调显示他和对手现在是持平状态。
有的人认为华州的副州长是一个只是礼仪上的一个形式上的一个职位，那么您是为什么会决定要参选这个职位的呢？
So some people believe that Lieutenant Governor is a ceremonial position, but how did you decide to run for this position?
Well, Lieutenant Governor is the most unique position in our state. It's both executive and legislative. When you look at it, you've actually had a history of people that running for Lieutenant Governor with no legislative experience.It actually brings both sides, Republicans and Democrats, together to find solutions that work for the whole state.
Marty 给我们形容了一下这个副州长的职能是什么。他说，其实副州长在所有的职能里面，他算是非常特别的一个，因为他有两个职能，他一个是行政，另外一个是立法。所以，如果我们看之前所有竞选过副州长的候选人的话，很多人都是没有立法的背景的。所以这样这个副州长还有另外一个职能，是他要在民主党和共和党之间保持中立，然后更好的让两党合作。
我们知道您在那个初选的时候面对11个竞选对手，而且呢初选的时候也没有筹到太多的就是款项，但是呢您还是在初选当中赢得了初选，进入了那个大选。那您初选当中是怎么做才获得了胜利？
So we know that in primary of this election, you defeated 11 of your opponents into the election in November. And for the primary, you didn't raise the noticeable amount of money. So could you please let us know how did you manage to make it to here?
We had a very strategic plan where we knew that if we stayed on message, we were the only conservative candidate in the race. We were the only candidate that grew up in Eastern Washington that had experience on both sides of the mountain. And we really, like I said, put up many thousands of miles on the cart and getting in front of as many people as possible. But we stayed on message. We're consistent with that. And people responded to it. Common sense solutions for the state government with a very conservative mindset, saying that we're better off together and bringing those ideas. And so we won because we stood out of the crowd. We weren't like everybody else. We were unique in that fact.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. 刚才 Marty 说他之所以因为没有之所以在没有筹到很多钱的情况下赢得了初选，一直走到现在，他是觉得他在所有的候选人里面是非常特殊的一个，他是唯一一个保守派的候选人，也是唯一一个从在华盛顿东部的城市长大的候选人。然后他刚才说他也在州内进行了非常多的竞选活动，然后深入的去和人民进行交流。他也让大家感觉到了，如果我们真的团结起来的话，这个结果会更好。所以他就一直觉得他可以，他因为上述的这些独特的特征，所以大家才喜欢他，选择他，也一直走到现在。
我们知道那个西雅图时报这一家是西雅图非常有影响的媒体，他基本上对全州的主要的候选人都会有一个立场，比如说支持某一个候选人，但是今年呢，他们对副州长这个职位没有支持任何一个，就是既没有支持马蒂，也没有支持 Silas 啊。那么他们给出的理由呢，说马蒂以前没有从政的经历，所以如果当选副州长的话，在州的立法议会有可能会从头开始学起。那么，马蒂，您觉得这会是您的一个弱点吗？如果您在议会，因为副州长是一个议长的职位啊，就是重新学起，对你来说是不是会是一个短处？
So we know that Seattle Times will endorse some of the candidates each year, but for the position this year for the lieutenant governor, Seattle Times did not endorse any of the candidates. And according to Seattle Times, they thought that because you don't have experience in political area, they think that you have, if you're elected, you have to learn from the very start. So what is your opinion on this?
Well, as a Republican, not being endorsed or the non-endorsement of your opponent is a good thing in this state from the Seattle Times. But we've actually had precedent before where John Sherberg served for 32 years as lieutenant governor and he had no political experience. This job actually is there to bring both sides together, to build relationship. I have a long history of business relationship, of leading companies and leading people. And so my relationship experience as a pastor, as a business leader and a realtor, as a media person, as a ministry person, is about bringing people together to solve solutions for everybody. So it's a unique skill set, and I don't bring the same baggage to the job that someone else who was in the Senate would bring.
Thank you. 刚才 Marty 说其实华盛顿州之前也有一位副州长，他在位了很久，但是他之前也是没有任何的政治经历。其实 Marty 刚才说虽然他在政治方面没有过任何的职位，但是作为一个自己作为一个牧师，也作为一个经纪人，并且作为一个收音机的电台主播，他非常知道怎么样可以更好的领导一个公司，或者说怎么样可以更好的让大家从四面八方聚集起来，团结起来，他觉得这是非常重要的。
那您觉得您对您的竞选对手Silas Habib 有什么优势吗？
So compare with your opponent Cyrus, so what do you think is your advantages?
My advantages are many. I come with a varied background of healthcare, of real estate, ministry, and media. I grew up in Eastern Washington, have exposure in Seattle and across different things. I've got a mixed race marriage, and a viewpoint of bringing people together. My viewpoint, I have a background in property rights, a background in fighting for those things. My grandfather's a farmer, my dad was a rancher. Unique perspective. Whereas my opponent is a Seattle attorney that has a very narrow progressive agenda as well. He's been quoted on record as saying that he's going to work with the Democratic caucus to drive forth a progressive agenda to all four corners of the state. And I don't think that's right. I think all four corners of the state doesn't want that. What we want is an agenda that works for everybody.
Thank you. 刚才 Marty 说和他的对手比起来的话，他可能背景更加多元一些，因为他刚才也提到过他在医疗、健康、媒体、宗教还有地产方面都有非常丰富的经历。他刚才从他个人的家庭角度说，他刚才有提到，就是我们之前节目之前有提他有提到他的太太是一个菲律宾裔，所以说他觉得他一直生活在一个非常多元的家庭里面。他的祖父是他祖父是农民，然后他爸爸是一个在农场里工作的一个农场主，然后他就是觉得他是这种各种不同的经历让他和对手比起来，让他觉得自己的非常的独特。那么他刚才也说他的对手其实是西雅图的一个律师，可能对手的经历就会比较局限。他说他自己的经历才可以深入到更多的才可以了解更多的人，让大家都团结起来。
那您还有吗？就是您跟那个 Silas 相比其他方面呢？
So is there any aspect if you compare to your component? Can you just tell us between you and Sarah's, why should we choose you?
Absolutely. Well, first of all, I'm pro-business. I'm pro gun rights. I'm pro-property rights. I want to make sure that we bring both sides together. I've got a history of building relationship. My opponent wants an income tax. My opponent wants a carbon tax. My opponent wants a capital gains tax. He's very focused on narrow progressive issues. And he's had a history where even the current lieutenant governor has said that he doesn't know what the job entails, and he wants to says things he cannot do. So you want someone that represents the perspective for the entire state, or you want someone that actually represents just basically Capitol Hill?
Thank you. 刚才 Marty 说，其实他跟他的对手比起来的话，他是更加赞同自由的贸易。他也更加他因为是保守派，他是赞同比较传统的那个方面。然后呢，他说现在的州长以前评价过他的对手，说他的对手经常会说一些经常会提一些不可能完成的一些建议。所以 Marty 说。他其实代表着广大的最普通的民众，但是他对手可能是代表着政府，所以说在这两个方面里面，他觉得他更胜对手一筹。
那您我们听说您有一个一组计划，简称是 3M Plans 啊，那么您能给我们介绍一下您的 3M Plans 是什么？
Could you please tell us about your 3M plan?
Absolutely. I believe that the Lieutenant Governor has an opportunity to be an advocate for the entire state. But we know that outside of session, there's a lot of discretion. And I've called my 3M plan where I've committed to engaging a local level solution to by gathering together local business leaders, local government leaders, and local nonprofit and churches groups in every community, every town, every city.And get together like in a solution group and saying, what are the 3 to 5 issues that you want to address that aren't being addressed by Olympia? Then is there a local solution for that? Is there a business solution for government? Is there something that nonprofits can do in a more efficient way than government can? And is there red tape or rules or regulations that are in the way, not allowing you to solve problems at the local level? If so, I'll bring it back to the Senate and say, this is what this community needs for them to solve their own problems. Let's help them do that.
Thank you.刚才 Marty 解释了一下他的这个 3M 计划啊，他说其实 3M 分别代表的是市场、政府和非营利组织或者是宗教。他说其实他觉得副州长最重要的一个职责就是为整个州的人民的权利来工作、来奋斗。他说 3M 计划里面其实非常重要的是他非常想要把在最底层的或者最基层的一些刚才我们提到商人或者政府工作人员或者教堂工作人员和一些非营利组织工作人员集合起来，然后提出一些问题，看有没有总之就是更加多元的一个解决办法。如果政府出问题的话，看商人能不能解决；如果商人出问题的话，看这个非营利组织这方面有没有解决的方法。他说如果这样子的话，解决问题的方法会更加的多，然后也可以，他刚才一直在重复一句话叫 bring people together， 就是让大家团结起来。
那您对那个 创造就业机会还有教育等方面有什么政见吗？
So what's your opinion in job creating and education?
We'll deal with jobs first. The idea here is we need more employers to come to the state to clean up the regulatory mess. Right now, there's this atmosphere of no, where we're telling them that it's more costly, you can't do this, we're telling you what you can do and how much you have to pay people. I want to make it possible for our business owners to be able to be prosperous, to hire more employees, to get more people going, go that way. Education is another one of those things where we need to have an honest conversation. Right now, when the left talks about education, they're talking about teacher pay. When the right talks about education, they're talking about student outcomes. We need to look to separate those out and say, all right, fine, let's talk about teacher pay. And then over here, let's talk about what we want for schools. And down the road, I propose that 1 in 4 ninth grade boys don't graduate. You know, so we need to find an alternative pathway for them. And I presented the pre-apprenticeship programs in the high school level so that ninth grade boys have another, and girls for that matter, would have an alternative pathway to go into the apprenticeship trades programs.
Thank you. 刚才他说有关工作方面，他的建议是，因为我们现在也知道，其实现在华盛顿州的很多政策是对雇主非常的局限，比如说如果你想要雇这个员工的话，你必须要达到一个什么样的标准，你每个这个员工的工作时长必须固定要是多少，然后又有最低时薪的标准之类，所以 Marty 说他想要让他想要制定一个政策，让雇主觉得更加舒服，让这个企业的拥有者觉得更加舒服，因为他觉得这样可以刺激经济，可以更好的有更多的工作。有关教育方面呢，他说我们必须要开诚布公的谈一谈，因为我们现在如果说到教育的话，就会说到老师的工资问题，说到学生在这个接受学校教育的结果的问题。他想要考虑的问题就是我们到底需要什么样的教育。他刚才有提到，其实很多上了学的学生都有都很困难，就是达到毕业的这个标准都很困难，所以说他想在这方面来多做一些事情解决问题。
好，那我们进一下广告，广告之后回来。
This is Alternative Talk 1150 AM, KKNW Seattle, and KVRQ 98.9 HD3 Seattle.
现在是美国西部时间晚上10点整。505集团公司总裁来辉武教授祝您早睡早起，身心健康。这里是西雅图中文电台。
声声有情。
1150 AM, 西雅图中文电台。
这里是您的信息中心。
这里是您的心灵港湾。
这里是您的精神家园。
西雅图华人自己的中文电台。
朋友们也可以在网上收听我们的节目。收听网址是 ChineseRadioSeattle.com。
也可以通过智能手机下载 Chinese Radio Seattle 或者西雅图中文电台 App 来收听我们的节目。
我们的高清调频频道是 FM98.9 Channel 3。
我们的微信平台、新浪微博和 Facebook 账号都是 Chinese Radio Seattle。
在今年选举的最紧要关头，有5个有钱人要花$1,000,000把华州最高法院大法官 Charlie Wiggins 选下去。在2013年州政府对 SimCard 的案子中 ，Wiggins 大法官曾义正辞严地说，在陪审团成员的选任上的种族歧视，是对法庭的公正以及人们的尊严的冒犯，反对种族主义，请为华州最高法院大法官 Charlie Wiggins 投一票。本广告由金县民主党中央委员会付费。
你喜欢什么季节？
冬天。
为什么？
因为冬天可以吃火锅啊。
现在夏天照样可以吃火锅了。
真的？
当然。
小肥羊肉汁鲜美，汤底浓郁，九山汤不烂，肉不老，保证让您回味无穷。小肥羊天然美味，欢乐共享。小肥羊西雅图店，电话206-623-6700。小肥羊 Bellevue 店，电话425-653-1625。
老上海新天地，为 Bellevue 市中心的新天地餐馆。上海上海是一家精致而时尚的餐厅，这里的每一道佳肴都经过精心烹制和打造，给人以艺术的享受。人海之中遇见了你，一切变得有意义。遇见了轻轻地问一声，你也在这里？让我们相约新天地， 电话425-453-2828，425-453-2828。
我就要着手翻修我的家，感觉兴奋极了。我今天就要联系承包商。
你可要确保承包商在华盛顿劳工与工商保险服务部上有登记信息。州部门会检查承包商是否拥有责任保险这一类的必要条件，这样一来，项目出问题时你就可以得到保障。
我完全不知道。
如果想要知道承包商是否有相应的注册信息，你可以拨打206-515-2797，206-515-2797联络州部门。你可以请求接线说中文的人员。
欢迎回来，这里是西雅图中文电台美国故事栏目。今天我们非常有幸的请到华盛顿州副州长候选人，也是共和党裔的候选人 Marty McClendon 光临我们的节目。那么美国的大选呢，将于下周二，也就是不到一周的时间又要进行。除了美国的总统之外呢，还有州政府包括州长、副州长，还有各个议会，就是州的参议员、众议员，还有包括联邦的参议院、众议院的一些官员，还有一些法官的，甚至金县啊，或者州政府的那个最高法院的大法官等等的候选竞选啊。那么今年的副州长的竞选呢，非常的激烈，大家可能也都听说了，在初选的时候就有11位候选人。那么这其中有2位是脱颖而出，获得了，就是通过了初选，在大选当中要一决高低。那么其中的一位呢，就是 Marty McClendon。 Marty 呢，我们可能有好多听众朋友可能不是很了解。那么他呢是出生在东华盛顿，华盛顿州的东部，现在是一名牧师，还是一个电台的主持人，还是房地产的经纪人啊。那么他呢曾经参选过2次美国的国会的议员，所以呢他有参选的经验，而且呢他是比较受欢迎的一个商人跟牧师啊。那么我们今天非常有幸有马迪参加我们的节目。刚刚马迪也跟我们介绍了一下他为什么会参选，就是华盛顿州的副州长，还有他针对他的竞选对手的优势，那么还有他这一些政策，就是对一些事务上的政见啊。那么刚刚他也提到了创造工作，还有教育，还有怎样，就是他想要给公司减税等等啊。那么我们还有一些问题，比如说包括西雅图还有华盛顿州都有一些无家可归者，而且呢这个问题呢一直有了一些问题，包括西雅图比如说想要解决无家可归者，但是呢解决的过程当中呢又产生了一些问题。那我不知道 Marty 对无家可归者这个问题有没有自己的方案。
So Xiaoyuan just had an introduction about the election itself and also another introduction about you and said and said we talked about your personal experience and your campaign experience. You have run for Congress and also state senate. And so the next question is, so since we talk about job creation and education, another topic that we cannot ignore in Seattle will be homeless issue. So what is your opinion, or do you have any plan on this issue?
It's a very important issue for me as far as homelessness go. And of course, I have a very special passion for veteran homelessness first. It's one of those things that they've served our country and they should not be homeless at any point in time. Many different reasons for being homeless. Some of it's drugs, some of it's PTSD, some of it's transition, some of it has to be of a choice. So we have to first find a way to identify why they're homeless and then help them get either the medical care they need or housing they need.In Spokane, they've done a really good job where the mayor got together and said, let's deal with the veteran homeless issue first, getting them off the street. They used rapid rehousing, they used mental health care, and they used drug rehab to get them off. And they built public goodwill to allow the public to get behind dealing with the rest of the homeless issues. in a much better situation there than it has been in Seattle, where they spent $32 million and made the problem worse.
Thank you. 刚才 Marty 说他确实也承认这个无家可归问题是西雅图乃至华盛顿州的一个非常重要的问题，他自己也有非常多的政见在这个问题上面。他说在各种无家可归者当中，他觉得现在最重要必须要先解决的是这个退伍老兵无家可归者的问题，因为他说这些退伍的老兵曾经都是为美国奋斗过的人，但是呢他们现在的境遇非常不好。他说为了解决无家可归者的问题的话，我们首先要弄清楚他们这些人为什么变成了无家可归者，因为有的可能是因为毒品，或者是因为自己生活的选择，或者说会有精神问题。所以说如果说是毒品的话，我们就要有非常明确的戒毒的一些措施。如果有心理问题的话，我们就要有精神问题的一些措施。所以弄清楚他们为什么变成了无家可归者是解决问题的最重要的一个方案。他刚才举了一个例子，他说在他生活的东部华盛顿的一个城市 Spokane 这个城市的无家可归者的问题要比西雅图解决的好得多。那是因为他们市政府就是最先解决的是退伍老兵的问题，不管是用戒毒措施，还是他们有一个叫 rapid rehousing， 就是说让这些无家可归者尽可能更快地找到他们的住所。所以说就是因为这个Spokane 的市政府对于无家可归者的解决问题要比西雅图好得多，所以这也是他将来就如果当选以后在无家可归者问题上的一个计划和一个政策。
我们知道您是一位牧师啊，那么您能跟我们简单介绍一下您的信仰吗？为什么这个信仰是重要的？
Since you are a pastor, could you please tell us more about your belief, especially what your belief, what is your belief's influence on you about your choice, about your campaign?
Well, as a Christian pastor as well, I believe I put other people first. You know, the very first two commandments in the Bible, you know, the top two are to love God with your whole heart, your whole strength, and your soul, and to love your neighbor as yourself. That's why my whole campaign's been based on the golden rule that how do I serve my neighbors? How do I love my neighbors? By putting them first. That means on both sides, listening and finding solutions that work for everybody. And so serving comes down to, and that's where the faith comes in. That's where my beliefs come in and says, I'm here and I've been have a purpose, a design, and a skill set that I can bring to the table to draw people in to find win-win solutions where the entire state is blessed because of it.
Thank you.刚才Marty 说他的信仰对他的各种选择都起着非常重要的作用。首先他刚才说了他是一个基督教徒，那么在基督教的教义里面呢，就是以别人优先，其中有一句话是像爱你自己一样去爱你的邻居，去爱你身边的人。所以他就一直在想，我应该怎么做才可以更好的去爱我身边的人，我应该怎么做才能更好的让我身边的人更加幸福，更加快乐。所以说整个他刚才提到一个词叫 serving， 就是说整个他的这个如果他当选的话，他的这个也算是为整个华盛顿州人民服务的这个的这个意识是受他的这个受他的信仰的非常大的影响。他刚才也说了，说是如果可以把别人，如果可以把自己的邻居当做自己来爱的话，所有人这个整个社会都可以达到一个双赢的状态，这也是他想要看到的。
好，我有个问题啊，这只是一个假设的问题，就是如果您是华州的副州长，也是参议院的议长啊，那么因为副州长本身就是议长，但是有一个就是有一个决议在参议院里面已经打平了，就是需要您做决定，就是同性恋婚姻合法，那么您会让他通过还是不通过？
Let's see, if you are elected as a lieutenant governor and also the head of the Senate. So, let's see if there is an act about gay marriage in Senate and it is tie and you have to break the tie, what would you do?
If it's brought before the meeting in the Senate, when you're both Republicans and Democrats, and it's come to pass,
mm-hmm.
you know, the lieutenant governor has to sign it. Now, when it comes to a tie, you know, I'm conservative. I'm going to lean towards traditional marriage, male and a female. But the great thing about lieutenant governor, you can actually request legislation. And so I'll give you an example just off of that topic for a second there, mm-hmm. is every state agency has a budget. At the end of the year, if they don't spend their money, they lose it. So what do they do at the end of every fiscal year? They spend money. So what I was saying, let's fix the budget so they cannot lose it no matter what. But for every dollar they save through cost savings or innovation or streamline the process, still delivering the same services, verified by the auditor, then 10% of those savings can go back to the employees as a bonus. 20% can go pay those unpaid pensions, and 70% can be reallocated for education. I've already got buy-in from many senators and with the lieutenant governor, with the auditor as well, that we can do this in the first session, and it's common sense solutions that are win-win for everybody.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
刚才 Marty 说，如果出现小袁刚才说的情况，就是说如果有一个同性婚姻的法案在州议会，然后现在打平的话，然后必须要 Marty 出面才可以解决的话，他因为他自己是一个保守派的，因为他自己是一个保守派的人，所以他说如果遇到这种情况，他会更加偏向传统的婚姻。他刚才还告诉了我们一下这个在州的层面上整个政府的体系是怎么运作的。他说政府其实非常重要的一点就是政府的这个财报，政府的 budget。 所以说就是说其实政府就是一直在政府的职能就是一直在决定，那么我们这个固定的多少钱，我们到底要用到哪一个方面？
同样，延续刚刚那个问题啊，就是您作为一个保守派，也是基督徒基督教会的牧师，那么，您是不是支持，就是唐纳德·川普，担任那个共和党的那个？就是代表共和党的总统候选人，那么您为什么支持他，或者为什么不支持他？
So as a conservative and also a Republican, do you support the Republican nominee Donald Trump, and why?
I do, and the reason why is first he's a nominee, but the Supreme Court justice, he may place three of them in the next election, are so important.The fact that our economic foreign policy when it comes to our safety is important as well when we're dealing with ISIS, and our economic policy as well when we're dealing with a 1 to 2% gross domestic product. We need a better economy growing. We need to be a safer economy. We need to have good, solid Supreme Court justices that aren't legislating from their bench. And so I support the nominee, and I think he'll make a great president.
Thank you. 刚才 Marty 说其实他个人是非常支持 Donald Trump 的。因为他觉得这一次尤其是今年的竞选非常的重要，因为首先我们现在这个美国最高法院的大法官我们现在有一位缺席，如果谁当选的话就有权指派这位大法官。那么第二呢，是美国现在面临着非常严峻的国际关系的问题，尤其是现在伊斯兰国这么猖獗的情况下。然后第三，美国现在的经济状况不是很好，所以说在面临这三个非常严重的问题或者非常重要的问题的时候，我们应该一定要选一位更加称职或者更加适合的候选人，然后他觉得 Donald Trump 是这个人。
好，我们再进一下广告，广告之后回来。
又到了选举的时刻，
每一年特别是今年的选举，您的选票特别的宝贵，
公民想要的社会正是由他们手中的选票决定的。
了解谁最关心您的需要，了解怎样为特殊的公投投票，请访问 kcdems.org/endorsements，
就是 kcdems.org/endorsements。
您的选票您做主，请为民主党投票。
本广告由金县民主党中央委员会付费。
Crossings TV Comcast 有线电视 Xfinity 152台为西雅图华人观众送上豪华中文电视节目大餐， 东方新闻、凤凰卫视新闻、非诚勿扰、一站到底、芝麻开门，每天还有精彩电视剧和更多资讯和娱乐节目，请记得收看 Crossings TV、 Comcast 有线电视 Xfinity 152台。查询详细节目信息，请访问 www.crossingstv.com。 细腻肥美的鹅肝，香嫩缠绵的鸭胸肉，还有烛光下令人心醉神迷的粉红色香槟，欢迎来到华盛顿湖畔的 Alicia Fusion Bistro 法国餐厅，品尝精致美味的法式大餐。电话206-324-6388。
好，欢迎回来，这里是西雅图中文电台美国故事栏目。今天我们的嘉宾是华盛顿州副州长候选人 Muddy McClendon。 那么 Muddy 呢，他是一开始就支持川普的啊，这非常的难得啊。那么我不知道 Muddy 您对川普前一段时间的一些言论，特别是针对妇女的言论，是怎么看的？
So Marty, since you said you support Donald Trump, so what is your opinion on Trump's comment about assaulting women? So what is your opinion on his?
Well, absolutely, we are against what he said. You know, we don't condone or even defend it, for that matter. But when I heard about this, knew that it was 11 years ago. The very first thing I thought about was when Jesus was the woman was caught in adultery, and he was drawn in the sand and says, "Let him who has not sinned throw the first stone." So I'm not going to throw any stones at Donald Trump for what he did 11 years ago. I don't condone it, don't support it, but I also don't assume to know a man's heart. So I understand that he hopefully the changed man. He's married and he's raised a good family. So I'm glad it's behind him, and I pray that he isn't that same man today.
Thank you. 刚才他说对于川普之前很侮辱女性的言论啊，他觉得是非常不对的，他也非常非常的不同意。但是他也说了这个事情，这个视频也是11年前的事情，他也希望正如川普自己所说，川普现在结婚了，有了家庭，他已经不是当年的那个他，毕竟已经过了11年了。然后他也觉得也非常信任，他希望Trump 现在已经变成了一个更好的人，更好的候选人。
同样也是跟美国总统大选相关，就是最近爆出新闻，美国联邦调查局正在调查那个希拉里·克林顿的邮件门的事件，就是重新开启这个邮件门的那个调查。那么您对这个事件的进展有什么观点？
So the biggest news these days is about FBI reopen the case on Hillary Clinton. So what is your opinion on this?
I think this is one of the biggest issues in the state government, national government too, is the loss of trust. People don't trust our government anymore because they've been untrustworthy. And when you see things like this email and the behind the scenes working, people will go, it's corrupt. The whole system's rigged, and it's why people are so upset and frustrated. This is why, you know, I'm running. I was raised with simple values with my dad. One of them is if you give your word, you keep it. You know, if you start something, you finish it. If you do anything at all, you give 100%. That you love your country, that you love God, and you basically, you know, work hard. And so these are things that we need to be restored. We need to be able to trust those we put in office. And this right there is an example of what's wrong with government.
Thank you. 刚才 Marty 说，其实最近我们非常关注的希拉里这个邮件门的事件是现在政府面临着一个非常大的问题。他刚才也说了，这个事件其实背后的一个引起的一个最大的问题就是人民现在越来越不信任政府。人民看到这个事情以后就觉得这个政府并不是我们想要的一个值得信任的政府，这个政府的幕后是腐败的。所以刚才 Marty 说，其实他一直都按照他父亲告诉他的一个做人的原则来做事情，就是说如果你说出来了什么事情，你就要说到做到，让大家信任你。所以他希望所以他的理念也是他可以好好工作，好好服务于人民，让人民信任他。
我们知道即将退休的华盛顿州的副州长 Brad Owen， 他在这个职位上已经做了20年。那么他呢也被认为是比较公正的，而且呢 很谦卑，对那个对他的这个服务的人民呢也非常的尽职啊。那么马蒂，您对那个欧文副州长的看法是怎样的？
So we know the current Lieutenant Governor Brad Owen is about to retire this year, and he is very popular among other people. He is very fair, very stern, very humble, and served people well. So what is your opinion on his history and him himself?
I think Brad Owens has done an excellent job. He's liked by both Republicans and Democrats. He's liked by the business community and the environmental community. He's liked by a lot of people because he's been stern and fair. And it's the way I operate as well. You come from a place where of service, so that's humility, saying it's not about me, it's about the people of Washington and about serving them, and the way to do that. I've done this before in business where I had 9 offices and 150 employees, where I made them the promise that we'd start on time, we'd finish on time, everybody would have a chance to participate and have their voice heard, but we would be civil to one another and we'd hold that line. And it's a way of bringing a group of people together on the same page and same direction. So I think he's done a fantastic job and I'll continue in that vein.
Thank you. 刚才 Marty 说他对现在的副州长 Brad Owen 的评价非常的高，他也觉得他非常的既严格又非常公正的一个人，然后也是服务人民服务的服务人民，把服务人民的工作做得非常优秀的一位州长。他说他也希望如果他当选州长以后可以
副州长、
如果他当选副州长以后可以跟现在的副州长 Brad Owen 一样的优秀。他刚才也说了，因为他现在有自己的公司，他在管理自己公司的时候，他的概念跟他当副州长这个概念是一样的，就是说我们的工作要踏踏实实，要说到做到，然后让大家团结起来，为同一个共同的目标来工作。
那刚刚您提到您的 business 就是您也管了100多号人啊，那么能介绍一下您在商业方面，就是说你做business 方面的经历吗？就是有什么样的成就？
So you just mentioned your business. You managed a lot of people in your company. And could you please tell us some achievement in the business area?
Well, and I've owned several small businesses, but what I was talking about is when I'm the managing broker for Prudential Real Estate and many offices where I did all the training and staffing and budget and payroll and managing the office, but also the sales training and guiding. It's one of those things where I've won several awards. I've won the Customer Service Award 5 years in a row from the Seattle Magazine for Realtors. We've set sales records. I love people and engaging, but it's really about multiple parties coming together to find a solution that works for everybody on a certain timeline, which is what we need as Lieutenant Governor.
Thank you. 刚才 Marty 说其实他有很多的有大大小小的一些公司，他刚才提到的公司是主要是一个地产的经纪公司，那么他在这个公司里面担任的这个领导的职位包括一些培训啊，还有这个预算方面的方面的一些工作职能，然后他还要带领大家来实现这个公司的同样的一个目标。他说他连续5年被评为这个地产界的消费者优秀服务奖，然后他说他如果当选了副州长之后会延续自己在领导公司的这种理念，来继续进行这个非常优秀的管理任务。
好，我们知道您既是一个房地产的商人啊，也是兼职的牧师，那么还是一个电台的主持人当然您还有3个孩子，那么您是怎么同时做好这些事情的？
So we just mentioned that you are a realtor, pastor, radio host, and you also have a big family of 3 children. So how do you balance from everything?
I have an amazing wife, for first of all. Part of this, though, is my first duty is being a husband and father. So it's my very first priority. I'm pro-family. I think it's where everything starts. We restore families and we restore communities. But the radio, we do it 2 days a week, and so it makes it balances out. And the real estate, of course, up into the primary, I was doing real estate and everything else, and I put that to the side so I can win this election. But the church, we've hired a pastor to take up most of the slack, so we're doing about one Sunday a month and not during the general. But and just being able to engage people, help people on different levels, it all ties together. Whether you're doing real estate, ministry, or media, or all that, it's about communicating and building relationship. Same thing with the family. And so my family sees it, they're inspired, and of course they're blessed by it as well.
Thank you. 刚才 Marty 说，其实他这么多，他可以从这么多职位，然后从一个大家庭中找到平衡。其实，最重要的一点就是他的太太非常非常的优秀，他也觉得他太太是家里面的一个大功臣。他说他其实是一个非常非常注重家庭的人，所以说不管是工作还是其他的竞选什么的，他总是把家庭放在第一位的。至于说在这个电台的工作呢，他是两周去一次，所以他觉得这个时间可能是对他来说还好，还比较宽松。他现在说房产经纪方面的工作因为要竞选，所以他暂时放在一边。那么教堂的工作呢，他雇了另外一位牧师，因为他自己要忙着竞选。那么他可能在竞选的期间，他刚才说了，他可能一个月会去一个周末。他说其实不管是地产经纪、牧师，还是电台的主播，还是单纯的作为一个丈夫和父亲，其实所有的事情都在于与别人沟通。这也是他自己就是与别人沟通，与别人建立关系，这也是他觉得做了副州长以后非常重要的一件事情。
竞选副州长。那么我们知道欧文副州长呢，在西雅图甚至华盛顿州的华人社区当中非常受欢迎。那么如果您当选副州长的话，您对我们这个华人社区会不会会是怎样做呢？
So we know that the current Lieutenant Governor Brad Owen is very popular among the Chinese community in Seattle or in Washington State. So if you were elected, so will you support Chinese community, or what's your opinion on Chinese community?
The great thing about this, and the answer is yes, is I love people. I love all cultures. And the fact that my wife's Filipino, we have mixed race children, gives me an in as well. But I've been in Washington all my life. I've been in multiple communities, Samoan communities, Asian communities, Vietnamese communities, Black communities, and I'm at home. I'm oftentimes the only Caucasian around, but it's one of those things where I really want to be the advocate and the voice for all communities. And that's with my background. It's about building relationship. I don't want to just do lip service to it. I want to be engaged. So I'll be around. I'll be listening. And that's part of it. I feel that every human being needs to be heard, valued, and respected. So I make that promise to everybody. I will hear you, value you, and respect your opinion and make sure that you have a voice as Lieutenant Governor.
Thank you. 刚才 Marty 说，其实首先这个问题的答案肯定是会的，他肯定会支持华人的群体，然后他肯定会肯定会更加好的来接触华人的群体。他刚才说了，他从他自己的角度来说，他非常喜欢和人交流，他非常喜欢各种不同的文化。然后他刚才我们也提到了，他太太本来就是一个亚洲人，是菲律宾裔。其实在华盛顿我们有各种各样的社区和各个种族的人，他觉得他非常喜欢和这些不同的人、不同的社区、不同的文化来建立关系。他觉得每一个社区或者每一个人都有权利被代表、被听到，他们的价值要被尊重。所以说这也是他如果当选副州长以后的一个工作的一个主要的方面，就是跟各个样的社区建立关系，然后让每人，然后让所有人的价值都被平等的对待。
那我们的选民为什么应该选您而不是您的竞选对手作为华盛顿州的下一任的副州长？
So just let us know, why should we vote for you as our next Lieutenant Governor of Washington State?
So I believe I bring a unique perspective, having lived in both Eastern and Western Washington. I bring a broad variety of skill set to it. And knowing it's about people and relationship, knowing I'm going to put other people first, knowing that I'm a family man, I'm a businessman, I have a skill set that truly I want to change the culture of government once again, where people are put back in control and charge. And so I want to be the voice for the entire state for you. And I'd be humbled and honored to have your support and your vote.
Thank you. 刚才 Marty 说，其实他觉得自己最大的优势就是他自己觉得自己非常的特别。他从他在华盛顿的东部长大，他非常喜欢与人交流，他非常喜欢与人建立关系。他是一个非常注重家庭的人，也是一个非常擅长商业的人。他一直都非常他非常想要成为大家的声音，他想要为大家的权利来奋斗。他说他如果当选的话，他会非常的谦虚，也会非常的踏实，然后他非常真诚的希望得到大家的选票。
啊，今天我们的节目马上接近尾声，今天非常荣幸请到华盛顿州副州长的候选人马蒂·麦克克林光临我们的节目。那么在节目的最后，马蒂是不是给我们听众朋友，特别是我们西雅图中文电台的那个华人社区说一两句话？
So this is about the time for our show today, and thank you very much for coming. It's an honor to have you in our radio show. And very last of the show, do you have anything to say to all the Chinese community, to all the listeners from the Chinese Radio Seattle?
Thank you very much for the opportunity. I appreciate being able to speak to you, and I look forward to speaking with you and serving you as Lieutenant Governor. But I thank you for what you bring to this nation as well. The Chinese community is very strong in family, very strong in business, and so I want to be your advocate as well. So thank you.
刚才 Marty 也对大家表示了感谢，说今天也非常高兴可以来到西雅图中文电台的直播间。他说他非常期待可以有一个机会可以今后为大家服务。他还说了也非常感谢我们所有的华人群体为美国的文化做出的贡献，因为中国人都是比较非常偏重家庭，然后也非常工作也非常踏实认真，然后他非常感谢大家为美国多元化做一点贡献，做出贡献。最后呢，他再次感谢了大家来收听今天的节目。
好，谢谢 Marty， 也谢谢各位听众朋友收听。 Thank you.
美国故事栏目是由大中华实业有限公司 Great China Industries 赞助播出。
举办婚礼、生日宴会，请到海景大酒楼。
大型晚会、团体宴席，请到海景大酒楼。
面向 Lake Union 的海景大酒楼提供自500人的宴会大厅，是各类庆典的最佳场所。
难忘今宵尽在中国海景大酒楼。 China Harbor 的电话是206-286-1688 206-286-1688。
肌肉骨骼伤痛、车祸、工伤，请找康健脊椎治疗中心肖明医师。康健康健，祝您健康。电话206-621-7501 206-621-7501。
美国著名 brunch 美味之选 Gilbert's on Main 美式早餐店位于浪漫迷人的 Old Bellevue 中央大街上，21年金字招牌带给您活力满满的清晨。电话425-455-5650。 brunch 美味之选 Gilbert's on Main。
餐饮、
娱乐、
招聘、
交友、
买房、
投资、
演出，
请找西雅图中文电台。
中文电台广告使您梦想成真，最低收费每月仅仅$100就有机会使您的生意或者活动家喻户晓。
赶快行动吧！广告热线206-619-8698，206-619-8698，
或者发 email 到 crsradio@gmail.com。